in Florida, near Fort Lauderdale International Airport, if you walk along the perimeter of the nearby mangrove forest, you might be lucky enough to see them. Vervets. Christopher Elliott saw them, and he has this report.
If the vervets had played along with me on the day I dropped by, then this is what I would have heard. Instead, I got this.
Here, why don't you say something for us?
Though elusive, vervets, African green monkeys, are about the size of a cat. Long tails, brown fur, and a mischievous expression.
They're very curious. In a lot of ways, they act like curious cats. He's getting ready to jump back in. Oh, now he changed his mind.
I'm with Dominic Colombo, who manages the Hertz location at Fort Lauderdale. He's walking along the back perimeter of the parking lot, an area known as Monkey Row.
We're no more than 10 feet away from this one here, and he doesn't seem to mind us now. He's just moving slowly away from us. He's beautiful. He looks like he's brown with a white underbelly, and he has a very long tail that... Oh, there he goes.
You can see there's absolutely no walking paths in there. I don't know that there's any access to this area whatsoever.
For the length of the...
For miles on both sides.
It's just all jungle.
Yeah, very much like a jungle. Rainforest, even. It's a great place for them to thrive. I mean, they seem happy when I see them.
Looks can be deceiving, though. These primates are actually hopping mad about the expanding airport. Two car rental facilities and a remote parking lot have opened here recently, invading the vervet's habitat. Jay Herman, who works at a nearby marina, says they protested.
They were enlarging a parking lot down here at the one boat yard. And, of course, they're, like, encroaching on the monkeys' territory. And the monkeys are, like, in the trees throwing stuff at the guys on the bulldozers. I do remember that. But
you saw that happen?
Oh, yeah. They're in the tree, like, you know, throwing pieces of wood, you know, sticks and stuff at the guys on the bulldozers.
As I drove the circumference of the shrinking jungle, it became clear that the monkeys were on the move. Development was forcing these creatures out of the forest and into places like the taxi dispatch center, where I caught up with Eliomar Garcon.
We start to see them, but like a couple of months.
How many of them are there?
Oh, they have a lot.
Yeah?
They have a lot, yeah.
Like four or five, six?
Oh, more than that. You know, they have a small one, they have a big one too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everyone gets along with the monkeys?
We never try to do nothing about them. You just look at it, and then you say, wow, this is the monkeys here. Hey, that's it.
Really?
Yes, that's what noise they make. But they don't show like the bad, they don't do that, you know. That small one, the babies, you know, and them just making us. You see?
The vervets I saw weren't nearly as vocal. But that doesn't stop people from wanting to see them. One airport hotel has even begun marketing rooms to human guests who want to watch the wildlife. For Day to Day, this is Christopher Elliott.